last night, the Morrison government tabled the budget it hopes will provide a platform for a miracle election win. Now, the government brought into this budget a huge deficit of over $800 billion. And while the country has bounced out of recession, cost of living pressures are front and centre of many people's minds. While higher iron ore prices and low unemployment have been real positives for the budget, the headwinds within the budget are large. To unpack things and make some sense of it all, we are joined this morning by Dr. David Bond from the UTS Business School. Good morning, David. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and you're more than welcome.
Now, okay, budget papers are in. What's your big picture summary?
Well, big picture, I mean, things are getting better, but there are still deficits, and they're going to be deficits, and as far as the eye can see, through to at least 32, 33, which seems like a long way off. But they have improved a little bit, even from December, where they're expecting total deficits over the next 4 years of $308 billion. And now they only expect it to be $224 billion. So things are getting better. But the interesting thing is, a lot of that is not necessarily caused by the government. It's just things getting back to some level of normality.
I mean, should we be worried about the debt? And is there a clear path out of the deficit in the budget papers?
There is. And it's an interesting one, how, because you mentioned the cost of living pressures. Now, they have taken a number of, done a number of things last night to improve the cost of living, the fuel, the reduction in fuel excise, the tax offset. But what's really fascinating is when you actually sort of look into it, there's a sort of sting in the tail in that the receipts that they're bringing in from us are dropping, but they're also, they're increasing the receipts. The amount of tax they're taking from individuals is actually increasing substantially over the next 4 years, which is quite a fascinating thing to see. So it's not, they're improving the cost of living in some sense, but they're also bringing in a lot more from us and expected to over the next 4 years.
Okay, so it seems to be treading this fine line between like handing out, not too much money, but wanting to keep things running well. What does the budget tell us about inflation over the budget cycle? And will wage growth solve that problem for many Australians who are kind of finding it tough at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, inflation has certainly been top of the list of commentators over the last little period. So for the last year, it came in at 3.8%. They're expecting it for this current year, which we're nearly finished, to come in at 4.25%. So, you know, a number with a 4 in front of it's somewhat concerning. They do see that dropping away to 2.5% by 25, 26. So they do see that reducing over the next 4 years or so. Wage prices, they do see that improving over that period as well. So, I mean, again, what are the sort of mechanisms behind that and how they see that taking place is, I think they're hoping people get back to work. They do have a number of packages within the budget to help support skills development. And I think they may be hoping that as we move beyond COVID, which I think we all thought we were going to move beyond a couple of years ago now, that
didn't we
people
all?
Get back to work. I know, it does feel like it's a bit of 2021 redux at the moment. But as people get back to work, employment picks up, and it's been pretty good at the moment. But as employment keeps picking up, that they will be increasing the tax take, and that's where that improvement in the bottom line is coming from. In that the amount they're actually getting in from individuals is increasing substantially over the next 4 years, and that's going to sort of go towards helping improve the bottom line.
Yeah, right. Okay. So, I mean, you hear in business, like businesses can't afford the wages that people are asking, yet everyone is saying there needs to be wage growth for us to get ahead. How are they managing that tension?
Oh, maybe hope and prayers. it's one where they are, the way they've sort of gone about this is, you know, at least previously, is to provide some offsets or some reductions in tax for businesses. So there was the accelerated business depreciation, so that, you know, businesses went off and bought cars and phones and whatnot, anything. They kept extending it, but you could get that almost completely written off straight away. This current budget they've just released, there's going to be an extra deduction for small businesses to pay for staff training. So they'll get an extra 20% up to a limit for staff training as well as technology. So, you know, this may be an opportunity for you to hit up your boss and say, you know, I'm interested in doing this course. Could be online, could be, you know, in person, that they'll be able to pay for it and get an extra deduction for it. So I think they're hoping as they skill up the country, that will lead into people getting jobs and in improving their situation, and that will then flow into increased tax take for them.
I was going to say them being able to tax us more.
Yeah, which is in the papers. The increase in salaried tax is going up by 22% over the next 4 years. While interestingly, the increase in company tax only goes up 0.5%. They're actually kidding us.
That seems like really wrong to me.
It was fascinating to see that's actually there in black and white. And we've always had a bit of a strange mix of a greater proportion of our tax being taken from individuals as opposed to companies. But it's becoming more prevalent over the next 4 years.
I feel like we need to lobby Jen. I feel like we need to lobby Jen to like have the conversation around the dinner room table that companies can pay a little bit more tax, not the person.
Do you think that would be her experience, and then, you know, she'd be able to?
I know, right? Look, now budgets are political documents, but with most people expecting an election to be called next week, this budget, it's a political document on steroids, right? Do you think the budget paints a rosy enough story to bring a bounce to Morrison's fortunes, or is it just like, you know?
I don't. Two comments on that. One is, I think at this point, I don't think it does too much. For those that aren't paying attention, I don't think it does too much either. The second interesting point around the budget is snuck in the papers. Is they talk about measures that have been taken but not yet announced. So for last year, if I've got this correct, for 21-22, which we only have a few months left, there's still nearly $1 billion worth of payments. So there's something they've got sort of kicking around there, which they have decided on, but they haven't actually told us what it is yet. And that's roughly about 15% of the total things that they've come up with for last year. And that actually increases to next year to nearly $1.5 billion worth of things which they know they're going to do, but they haven't actually told us yet.
Shut up.
I wonder if those...
Are they just holding on to that money to splash around their electorates, don't you think?
That is one view, you know, and I'm sure your listeners can have a view on whether or not that could be the case. But it does seem like they're holding some announcements in reserve for an opportune time to put those out to the public.
Oh, you're so wonderfully diplomatic for an opportune time. I love it. Dr. Bond, one last thing before I let you go. What do you think? What do you think is the greatest thing to come out of the budget? Let's end on a positive.
Look, I am incredibly biased with this, that they have announced that they are going to fund the 2027 Men's Rugby World Cup and the 2029 Women's Rugby World Cup hosting in Australia. So there was some contention about whether or not they were going to do that.
Yeah.
But they have committed to that, which as someone who is heavily involved in the game, I am very excited to see.
Oh, my God. I love it. Look, thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Bond. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You're more than welcome.